everyone. Welcome to School Stuff Simplified with Dr. Canyon Petty. I'm so glad that you guys are listening to this or watching it. And today I want to talk about the three things that I wish every parent or stakeholder or community member knew about education. So the purpose of this podcast, since it's fairly new, is to just give the public as a whole some information about what goes on in a school. I will address some of the questions that I frequently get asked, as I am a principal working in a fairly small district in a rural area. But I just want to open the line of communication between parents so they feel more comfortable talking to their child's teacher and coming into school. So one of the first things that I just wish everyone knew is that being an educator it's hard. You know, that seems so simple, but it's actually pretty complicated. The amount of training and certifications and annual things as far as trainings and updates that educators have to endure or participate in, it can be fairly lengthy. And you know, I get all the time from parents that, well, this isn't the way I learned it, or this isn't the way that I was taught. So my response to that is to really think about the way that education has changed since we were in school. I'm in my 40s and I see teachers doing things with students that I was like, man, I wish, you know, I had that when I was in school. So the more research that comes out, it's kind of like the medical field in the sense that when new research comes out, things change. The way we teach things, the curriculum that we use, the approaches we take to social emotional learning, focusing on the whole child. And I think that sometimes across our nation, especially, there's certain districts that are like, we are the school, we are going to focus on curriculum, and this is exactly what we're doing. Parents can take the lead on raising their children, which is fine, and that's perfectly fine. But I live in a community where I have so many students coming in with so much baggage, a lot of trauma-based backgrounds. So it makes it difficult as an educator to ignore that because you know it's affecting the child's learning. And teachers, any educator is here for students and for their well-being and for them to learn. And when we see something that's impeding learning, then we naturally just want to fix it. So I feel like education is the one profession, and this is why I think it's very difficult. And there may be others. I mean, I'm not experienced. I'm not a firefighter. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not, you know, a police officer. I know there's scrutiny in every single job, and I understand that. But the way that educators are trained is we have to maintain that professional air in every conversation we have, which we should. But it's very difficult when you have, you know, a parent or an organization or just people as a whole posting negative things online about a job that you're very passionate about. I feel like as an educator, you don't get in this knowing it's going to be easy. And the reason you get into it is because you want to help kids and you want to help families and you love teaching. So it's hard when people post things that demean that or post things and call you out individually when maybe they're listening to one side of the story, which is really their kids. And we all know, I have children. They will tell me whatever they want to tell me so they're not in trouble. And it's different if the child comes and they talk to the parent about things and a parent's reaction should be, well, let me call the teacher. Let me find out what's going on. I think as a society, we hinder ourselves if we don't listen respectfully, professionally to all sides of the story. It really does hurt the learning environment and the relationship between your child and their teacher. So it's hard. I know that I try not to look at social media when it comes to posts about me. If there are any posts about me, I don't even know. But it's very hard. I remember one time there was a situation with a parent who was upset with me. and I won't give a lot of detail, but basically their child did something. I saw it on video. So of course, as an administrator, I have to give a consequence, and the parent didn't agree that their child should get a consequence. So they had posted online about me and my daughter, who was, you know, late teens at the time. It affected her significantly. She didn't understand why somebody was saying something like that about her mom and blasting her on social media. And, you know, as an adult, I understand that's going to happen. I can't please 100% of people. I just have to do what is right. But she, as a teenager, it angered her and she wanted to say something. And that was a conversation that her and I had to have. So I just wish people knew again that being an educator is hard. Remember that we are human. I wish we could be perfect all the time, and we're not. But I have never met one educator in 13 years that intentionally said, you know what, my goal is to make everyone mad, be disrespectful, and make children hate life. I have never met an educator that has done that. And you know, think about the kids that we have coming to school. They're not all cookie cutter. They are all different. So it's just difficult to be in this area, to be in this field, and know that you're doing everything you can, and then to have people go and say that you don't like children or you're the worst person ever. So, you know, I try to tell people, imagine if, you know, whatever your job is, imagine someone going and saying something, calling you out individually and blasting you on social media, and you not have the ability to say anything back or defend yourself. It's very, very hard. And that's why my hope is that parents will know they need to go to the source. They don't need to go tell everybody else in the whole entire world. Just go and find out what's going on, and we can have a conversation. And I think communication is one of the biggest issues between why there's such a divide between parents and educators. So the second thing I wish that community members or parents would know is the only way to improve the educational system in this nation is through collaboration and becoming involved in your child's education proactively instead of reactively. And I have like different things at my school, like parent nights. I have a parent committee. I offered opportunities for parents to come and eat lunch with me. And I can count on one hand how many parents showed up. And we have over 600 students in our school. So I think that's another reason why it's so hard to see the negativity out there, because so many people that want to comment on it or tell us as educators that we should do it this way or we should do it that way. I think the lack of education that we have, you know, whether it be a bachelor's, a master's, a specialist, a doctorate, everything we've learned and been trained for is just wiped away in one comment. And it's so much easier if teachers and parents and any administrators, any educator could work together. So that way you're setting that example, one, for your child, so they can see that, you know, I'm not going to get away playing my teacher and my parent against each other. But two, the more involved you are, the more you get to know the people that your child's around. And that way, if they come home and they say something, you have that instinct to be like, that doesn't sound right. Let me find out. Let me call the school. So be involved. Like, I know that people work. I grew up in a low income family, and my parents did everything they could just to provide us food and to keep the bills on. So, or the power, the water, the bills paid. So I think that, like, I understand that part of it, but I know there's several events that I offer that are after work hours, because I tried to do some, like a breakfast with me, a lunch with me, a dinner with me. Come by, it'll take 15 minutes, say hello to everyone. So there are opportunities, even if you can call your child's school and say, hey, you know, I work full time. Is there a day I can come by and just touch base with you or the teachers, like set up a parent teacher conference? Keep up, even if you're working in there, none of those times you work two or three jobs, which I did when my kids were small before I became an educator. I understand that. But even if you're working two or three jobs, look at the newsletters, follow on social media, check the website out, do everything you can to educate yourself about what's happening in your child's school. And then the third thing that I often have issues with at the age of the students at my school, I have parents that will become frustrated with a situation at school and tell their children, well, you don't have to listen to them. You don't have to listen to the teacher. You don't have to listen to the principal. If so-and-so does this to you, this is how you're going to handle it, even if it goes against our code of conduct. And you have the right to parent your child. That's your right. That's, we're not trying to take that away. But when you're telling your child they don't have to listen to any adult in the building, or that they can do something, you know, as far as discipline wise and go and, you know, hit a kid because the kid called them an ugly name, you are disrupting, you're allowing your child to disrupt the learning environment of hundreds of kids. Because if your child comes in, let's say they're in a class with a teacher, the teacher asked everybody, don't lay your head down, make sure, you know, you're up and paying attention. And the child in front of everybody says, no, I don't have to listen to you. My mom said, I don't have to listen to you. It's amazing how many times we get that. And it's very unsettling because as an educator, when you drop your child here at the door, the adults in this building, we are virtually acting as your child's caregiver. And it's so difficult. Like, I just want to pose this question. Do you ever drop your kids off at grandma and grandpa's house and say, no, you don't have to listen to them. You do what you want. It's just shocking to me how many times that happens. So then when your child does that in class, all the other kids see it and they're like, what is she going to do? And then if your child gets away with it, well, then the other kids will start acting that way. And then no learning is taking place. It becomes a like whack-a-mole situation. No learning's happening. It's just classroom management. And we don't want that. We want there to be mutual respect between teachers and students. And trust me, I know that there's teachers out there that they're not following the teacher code of ethics. And I hate that for educators, because as hard as I see these people work in my district, I've been to 3 different schools. It just blows my mind that because of those few, everyone else is punished for it. And I can tell you as a principal, if there's a teacher in my building that thinks that they can be disrespectful to a child, like, we have set the stage that is not happening. You will not raise your voice at a child. You will not shout at a child. You will firmly talk to them. And then if it becomes an issue where they're still combative, that's when you need to call either the counselor or the administrator so we can come in and kind of see what's going on. We're constantly in our teachers' classrooms, and I see interactions between students and teachers in the hallway because I'm always in the hallway. So please trust the fact that there are way more educators that are in this for the right reason than they're not. So this one was going to be short. I wanted to give the top 3 things. Now, of course, there's other things, but those, again, just top 3 things that I wish every parent or community member or stakeholder understood is that there are great, great teachers out there. So next time I'm going to try to get my superintendent, assistant superintendent, to maybe come and talk, answer some questions, but also teachers. And when I told some of my students about what I was doing, they wanted to come on and talk about what school's like from their point of view. So I know this one was short, but hopefully you got something out of it. And please come back and watch my next episode or listen to my next episode. I hope everybody has an awesome day.